100 Quotes by Niccolo Machiavelli, author of The Prince. Everyone sees what you appear to be. Few experience what you really are. If an injury has to be done to a man, it should be so severe that his vengeance need not be feared. Never was anything great achieved without danger. The lion cannot protect himself from traps, and the fox cannot defend himself from wolves. One must therefore be a fox to recognize traps, and a lion to frighten wolves. There is no other way to guard yourself against flattery than by making men understand that telling you the truth will not offend you. I'm not interested in preserving the status quo. I want to overthrow it. It is much safer to be feared than loved, because love is preserved by the link of obligation which, owing to the baseness of men, is broken at every opportunity for their advantage. But fear preserves you by a dread of punishment which never fails. The first method for estimating the intelligence of a ruler is to look at the men he has around him. People should either be caressed or crushed. If you do them minor damage, they will get their revenge. But if you cripple them, there is nothing they can do. If you need to injure someone, do it in such a way that you do not have to fear their vengeance. Men are driven by two principal impulses, either by love or by fear. Never attempt to win by force what can be won by deception. It is not titles that honor men, but men that honor titles. All courses of action are risky, so prudence is not in avoiding danger, it's impossible, but calculating risk and acting decisively. Make mistakes of ambition and not mistakes of sloth. Develop the strength to do bold things, not the strength to suffer. Men in general judge more by the sense of sight than by the sense of touch, because everyone can see, but few can test by feeling. Everyone sees what you seem to be, few know what you really are, and those few do not dare take a stand against the general opinion. Where the willingness is great, the difficulties cannot be great. Because there are three classes of intellects, one which comprehends by itself, another which appreciates what others comprehend, and a third which neither comprehends by itself nor by the showing of others. The first is the most excellent, the second is good, the third is useless. Men are so simple of mind, and so much dominated by their immediate needs.